McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm Kenny Palmer on the location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we will be each, every week, on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, we coming off a hard-fought ball game there Friday night, and we knew Clinch County wanted us in revenge. Now, Coach, could you give me a breakdown of the game on Friday night?
It was just what it was. It was number one team in the state versus number five or six team in the state, I think we were. And they played like the number one team in the state. I mean, they came out fast. They started the game off fast. And they were up at least 14-0 before we knew it. We started off very slow and methodical, and that seems to be our Achilles heel right now, is just starting the game off slow.
Hey, Coach, let me say this. You preach all week to the boys about starting fast, and they did not take that heed to your call. Now, continue what you were saying to me.
Well, I think they kind of see what we meant now. They kind of understand, you know, how we have to play, how we have to start a game off. And, you know, just being honest, Clinch had a little redemption on the mind from last football season, you know, knocking him off in the fourth round. I mean, those guys could have started practice 2 days before that, and they've been pumped and ready to play football. And, you know, they played like number one team last Friday.
Hey, Coach, but I tell you what, though. We don't have nothing to be ashamed of because your team played hard from start to beginning, and they never quit. So I can say that about the team.
Yeah, I can say that also. I can say that they started slow, but they played hard the entire game. And, you know, there was a point in time there in the third quarter when we were still in the game. We were still involved in the game. You know, our defense answered the call after halftime, and they came out and got five stops. And, you know, the next touchdown they got was a pick six, and they got one later on in the game, but our defense came out that second half and they played. They got five three and outs. They got three turnovers during that same period of time. So, yes, I'm proud of the kids. I'm proud of the way they play hard. You know, they never stop. You know, it was a big improvement from game one to game two is how we played the entire game, you know. And like I said, we would have liked to have started a lot faster, but you can't complain about how hard those kids playing, and they're starting to get in shape. You know, we got about five of them going both ways, and they're starting to get in a whole lot better shape.
Hey, Coach, let me say this to you. I watched the game from the stands, and what I like, Coach, we did a lot of good things, and we weren't 42 points as bad as it seemed in that ball game, because like you say, we scored, we stopped them, we had the ball in the red zone, and made a turnover.
Yeah, our young quarterback checked off to Jimmy, to JP, and I think just looking back at the film, there were at least one, two, three, four, there were at least five of their guys that was looking at JP. And we made a mistake, and we got in the red zone. You never want to turn the ball over in the red zone. You want to always come away with some type of point. So, yeah.
This is the MCA Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know what, then, Coach? I was very, very impressed. What I was kind of upset about, we didn't make a lot of collision at the point of contact with our defensive line. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's something we preach every day at practice, is we preach getting to the football and showing up with a purpose. And that's why we wear almost $600 worth of gear, is to show up to the ball carrier and put a hat on a hat and drive backwards, them backwards. We're you know, I hate to use the excuse, we're young, but we're still working on it. And there are situations every day where we're coaching them up, where they're figuring out, hey, this is what we want, this is what we got to do, and they're starting to do it. So we're gonna eventually get a hat on a hat and drive.
Hey, Coach, like you said, man, you started a 14-year-old at outside linebacker. Come on, man. You talk about going against guys 18 years old on a Friday night. That's a big adjustment for a young man 14 years old.
Yeah, he's a you're speaking about Isaiah Jason. Yeah, he's a ball player. He was actually 13 when we started Brentley, and he turned 14 that night at 12 o'clock. So, you know, not trying to make excuses, but we are young on that side of the ball. And but they are impressing me each week and exceeding my expectations.
And Coach, you know, I was so happy. I thought we might lose Mike for a while, but thank God everything worked out good and he's ready to go.
No, he was fine. It was just pulled tendon. I mean, he hadn't missed a beat of practice. He's good to go. It scared him more than anything that he had pain coming from that, you know, that wrist again.
Yes, Coach, and on the offensive side of the ball, we moved the ball up and down the field and did a lot of good things. Were you impressed with your offense on Friday night?
Yes, we were. You know, each week we're improving, and it was good to see those guys move the football up and down the field. I just came from a very competitive practice where, you know, they did the same thing. And they're getting better each week. The offense is a work in progress right now, but they are getting weak. Defenses usually start faster and start way ahead of the offenses. So it's a process that the kids got to embrace. And they got to just take it on and just try to get better each week.
And Coach, like you said, I don't care what brand of ball it is. Even in the NFL, it takes the offense a while to get caught up with the defense. And like you were saying, man, we're way ahead in the ballgame, I think, where we want to be starting a little 10th grade quarterback that never played football before.
Yeah, defense is more of just, you know, getting the assignment, lining up, and then playing football. You know, as defensive coaches, we want to put those guys in positions to make plays and leave it up to them. But offensively, we're getting there. You know, Denver is a sophomore. He's a program kid that, you know, he's missed one day in 2 years of practices and summer workouts. He's a kid that you want in your program. You know, you'll never have any problems out of him. He's getting better each day. He's getting better each week. You know, where he started at and where he's at now is a great deal of improvement.
And like you said, Coach, we missed a lot of wide open throws in that first half, but we came out in the second half and connected and made a lot of big plays.
Yeah, you know, just talking about the quarterback position, you know, he was nervous. I mean, he played in that game last year twice, you know, as a freshman receiver and running back, but this time the pressure was on. He was touching the ball each play. He's quarterback. So, you know, his nerves were high. And once he got settled down after half, he was able to relax and come back out and just play football.
Yes, he was. Okay, more to come on Terrell Tuma Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McDonough County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location from Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. You listen to the rep. Coach, we are back on the air. And Coach, you know, me and you were just talking. Our guys just didn't man up and make collision and meet these guys at the line. And they didn't do nothing we didn't expect they wasn't going to do, Coach.
No, you know, no disrespect to Quinch, but, you know, they run a very simple offense and they run a simple defense. And what I mean by that, I'll start with defense. It's a four-man front, two linebackers, five DBs.
Yes.
And they play man coverage.
Yes, sir.
All right. There's a few blitzes here and there, but, you know, the ends got contained. They squeeze. They run shoulder. So there's nothing complex about the defense.
Right.
Now, the offense is a single wing, which we don't see a lot, but it's still books with counter and power and ISO trap.
Yes.
And those are plays that you've heard and I've heard all my life.
That's right.
They do the simple things good. You know, they master the simple things. And, you know, they did not do anything offensively and defensively that we didn't expect.
Right.
The thing is, we just have to man up sometime and just make those plays. So, no, they didn't do anything we expected. That we did not expect.
And like you said, Coach, they come in with this little tight line and put three guys back there and stop it if you can.
That's it. Student body left, student body right, which is basically, you know, football terms, is buck sweep and power. But they put everybody in the box and say, can you stop us?
Yes.
And more times than not, they're successful.
And Coach, that, you know, like you say, when we drove that ball on the second half and move on the move to get a second score, that coach began to get nervous.
I've gotten to know Coach Dickerson over the last 2 years, and he's a good guy. Good
yes,
gentleman.
He is.
You know, it's kind of hard to stop talking to him once you start. He's a good guy. He told me, you know, Coach, when y'all got the turnover and scored, and then y'all got the next one, he said, Coach, I got nervous. I said, here we go again.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, me and him both agreed that turnover, the interception that they ran back, turned the game around.
Yes, it did, Coach.
If we go in and score there, we make that thing 14-28 and still drive it.
And Coach, I'm going to tell you something, man. I was like, uh-oh, boys. And I was fast shot getting a little excited because we had something working there.
Yeah, we did. We had something working. It just – That's a mistake that we made. We got to learn from, you know. And it was basically we didn't call on the field what was played. We checked out of it, and so next time, you know, and we showed them, hey, look, if you ran the play to where we wanted it, if you threw a ball to where we wanted you to throw it, that guy was wide open.
Yes, and Coach, you know, you said you got a young quarterback, and these things happen, but he's going to learn as he's learned. This young man's going to be something special, Coach.
Yeah, he is. He's going to be something special. But just going back to that situation, you know, when we get in tight situations, most teams are looking at JP.
Yes, he is. And
that's what happened in that situation Friday. You know, we called one play, and they checked out of it on the field. And like I said, there were 10 eyes looking at Jimmy. And one pair picked the ball off and ran the other way. But that's a learning experience. That's something where you say, hey, next time I just got to do what coach calls, or even just be really, really, really sure about what it is that I see and be confident in running it. But that was one of those situations where we had to do what coach said.
You listen to the Terrell Tuma Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, let me say this. Jimmy Palmer bought his A game Friday night with him. And Jimmy, I was very impressed with Jimmy. He played the way we know he is capable of playing.
Yes, he did. You know, Jimmy, and I've been telling Jimmy this forever, and he knows it, but if you take Jimmy to a combine or a college camp, he's not going to woo you, and you're not going to leave there. You know, he's not going to leave there with two or three offers. But when the lights come on and he puts on his shoulder pads and his helmet, he's hard to play with.
Yes, he is.
I mean, this kid is a ball hawk. He plays it on defense. He got an interception Friday. That should have been his second one. He dropped one over at Grantley. And he caught about, I think he went 5 for 90 yards and a touchdown. And he rushed the ball 4 or 5 times for 25 yards. I mean, he's what you call a ball player. You know, I've heard a lot of older guys talk to me about him and say, you know, hey, he could have played with us back in our days.
Yes, he can, Coach. And I tell you what, man, you don't think he is quick as he seemed to be. But like you said, he can turn the Jets on when he have to.
Yeah, he started off, kind of funny story, he started off as a freshman running about a 5 flat at 150 pounds. And he's one of those kids that has worked his way up, and you know, in the weight room, he runs track. He's a three-sport star. He plays football, then he goes in right off into basketball, and he ends his school year with track. So everything that he's one of those kids where, as long as he's moving, he's gonna always be pretty good. But you know, in other words, he got to work for things. He's not naturally gifted with that quickness. And that speed, he's one that got to work for.
Yes. And, Coach, they did not want to kick that ball deep to us on Friday night because I think they was a little afraid of our speed.
Yeah, after watching that first game, we had two great returns. And we even had one good one Friday night. We were one block away from breaking off that one. But, you know, we have some keys, and we got to make sure we put those keys all over the field. And make some big things happen.
And Coach, I'll tell you, like I say, you know, I was impressed. Yes, we lost the ball game, but we did a lot of good things that's going to build for this upcoming week against Bryan County. And, I'm glad you got this off week this week to heal your little nicks and bruises, and you can put some new things in if you want to this week and do what you want to do. Tell me what you're doing this week, Coach, to get your boys ready.
Lucky for us, we don't have a whole lot of nicks. Maybe we got some bruises, but we're lucky for us, knock on wood, that we're not real banged up right now.
Good.
You know, even coming out of that clinch game, we're not as banged up as we were at this time last year. But this week has been a week of competition for us. During the season, in practice, you got to prepare for that team.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when we get an off week like this, we've been competing against one another. You know, we competed in goal line situations. We competed in 11-on-11 situations, inside situations. We've made practice competitive. And you want practice to be like that during the week, during regular weeks, but you just can't do it. You got to prepare for that next team. And this week has been very competitive. And we're gonna end it tomorrow with another competitive practice.
Very good. And Coach, I tell you this, girl. I've been noticing your little JV team. I know y'all got a game coming up at them on Thursday. And they've been working hard this week, Coach. And like I had the coaches telling these guys, look, you one play away from being a Friday night football player. So work to get better.
Yeah, we being single A, you don't have a whole lot of school-wide numbers to choose from. You know, we're probably sitting at 380, 400 kids. And, you know, right now I think we're sitting at 50 on the roster. And, you know, those guys are all going to play away sometimes. They just got to pay attention and make sure they're when their number is called, that they're ready to go.
We'll be right back to the MC Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Tuber on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help. Serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment is brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Eating and Air. Now, Coach, we back on the show, and we was just talking about Coach Connie and the game we played Friday night. And, you know, we got a late start going up there. Didn't have a lot of time to warm up and do the things that we normally do. And, Coach, sometimes in all these, you know, you got a routine as a coach and a team you like to go through. And that just kind of upset everything right there too, Coach.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, things like this you have no control over. And, you know, we started warming up about 7:10. And a lot of times you got to keep these kids on the schedule. And they're just, I hate to say it, I don't think of them as babies, but they're kind of like babies in a sense. And as soon as they get off schedule, they know it. And they start asking questions. Hey, you know, hey, what's going on? Why aren't we doing this? Or why aren't we doing that? They know these things. So keeping them on routine is very good because it gives them nothing to think about.
That's right.
If they're on a schedule, then they know what's happening. If they know what's next, they're comfortable with that situation. But as soon as they get uncomfortable, the mind tells them that something is wrong. And that's where they go with it.
Well, Coach, I must be a big baby too, because my mind was kind of messed up there on Friday night. And, you know, I like to do things the old-fashioned way too and make sure everything going smooth. But like you say, sometimes you have to handle adversity and roll with it. You know what I mean? But I thought y'all did a great job in handling the kids, keeping the kids calm and handling the situation well on Friday night.
Yeah, we did. I thank you for that. We try to keep those kids on schedule. We try to keep them rolling. You know, we need all the help we can get. You know, it takes a village. You know, us 9 coaches, not enough. You know, we need community help and parent help and grandmama help and admin help and teacher help. But we try to keep them on schedule as much as possible.
And, Coach, we had another good crowd up there on Friday night, and the people are coming out and supporting the team. And, you know, that's very good. And the kids were excited. You know, they scored that first touchdown, and the crowd began to cheer for them. And you can feel a little excitement with the team.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with our fan participation so far. You know, 2 games in a row we've had a packed outside, and that's very good to see. And I'm honestly excited about playing at home next Friday. You know, even versus Glenn in the scrimmage, we had a pretty good crowd on our side. I can't wait, you know, to be at home this next Friday. And we have our first ever alumni game, and there's a big buzz about it. And I'm hoping for a big crowd next Friday night.
Well, Coach, the community is very, very happy because of the alumni game. And it should be, the seat should be packed on Friday night. And they wanted to have a big cookout, but, you know, they couldn't have that. But I'm excited already, Coach. I can't wait the next Friday night to be home.
Yeah, we got pre-sale tickets going on sale Wednesday and Thursday at the high school and the middle school. They're $5 in advance. They're $7 at the gate next Friday. But we're expecting a huge crowd next Friday. We're excited about it. I can't wait. You know, and as far as game time experience, you know, one of the things that the kids told me Friday, being over at Clinch, and they said, Coach, you know, we was off with our schedule, you know, with everything that happened. And, you know, they were kind of going through the motions of warming up. And a couple of them told me when the fireworks went off, they said they changed gears and they were ready to play football.
Oh, yeah. And, Coach, they were excited. This is the MCA Coaching Show with Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, you know, Coach, but like I said, we're getting ready to take on the Bryan County Redskins on Friday night. What could you tell me about the Redskins?
Well, just watching them on film, they run offensively. They run a lot of two tight stuff. They go from tight end to spread frequently. They want to run the ball in either offense, so they want to put the ball on the ground, and that's since I've been here, you know, I first heard of Bryan County in 2015 when we played them, and never heard of them before then, but the consistency that I've got from them is that those guys up in Bryan want to run the ball, and they've had, I think, two head coaches, but they still want to run the football, and that's what they're going to do defensively. They're a 4-3, and they keep seven guys in the box no matter what, so they want to stop the run.
And you know, Coach, before you guys got here, they came in here and knocked us out of the playoff on our home field. But we held them pretty well last year, and our defense just lights out.
Yeah, they came in here in 2015, and I was talking about this game earlier today, and they beat us 22-20, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the game we went for two there. But in 15, we did play lights out football defensively up there. We couldn't quite get it going offensively. And this year, that 15 team is a kind of little comparison to this team they got right here. You know, those guys look very good. They're talented. And you know, I told the guys the other day, they're not going to come in our place and lay down. You know, they're going to come in here and give us a ball game. You know, on our home field.
Hey, Coach, let me tell you about Bryan County. They play hard. They're going to play you hard every down. So, like you tell your boys, you better be ready.
Well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, tell our guys, inform our guys, and get them practicing that this year is going to be, and is so far, so much harder than last year. And the reason why is, you know, just being honest, last year we came from nowhere.
Yes.
No one expected us to be that good except for us.
That's right.
And going all the way, you know, now I told them, now people know who we are.
That's right. MC is on the map now, Coach.
They know who MC is. And then they'll look it up on their Googles and find out where we're at. We're in Darien. We're on the coast. And, you know, this year is so much harder than last year because we rolled up on a lot of places and teams, and they kind of got a little stuff from us that they weren't expecting. Now, everyone is looking for it.
Everybody.
They're gunning for it. You know, I had a conversation with Coach Hawthorne at Beach. We met those guys this summer at shoulder pad camp, and he said, Coach, I really didn't know who y'all was until y'all played for y'all. And going against y'all in this camp, y'all taught us how to play some football. You know, in the shoulder pad camp this summer, he said, Coach, y'all showed us how to play football. Y'all showed us that we got to hit people. We got to tackle. And we got to catch the ball, and then we got to be enthused about it. And, you know, people know who we are now.
So, and Coach, you're not going to slip up on nobody no more. And when you've been to the mountaintop, everybody's gunning at you every week. Everybody want to be the team say, we beat McIntosh. We knocked them off. So you better have your A game and be ready every night, Coach.
Yeah, no more easy ball games. No more. It's all lights out from here. We got to play football every Friday night. There's no more walks in the park. Everybody's gunning for us.
Well, Coach, we're excited about trying to be home next week, and I can't wait to see how the team going to perform against Bryan. And we're going to pick this thing up and hope we have a successful season the rest of the year. And we'll be ready to go on Friday night, next Friday night.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I hope everybody comes out and support the Bucks next Friday. Fill our stands up.
Well, thank you for joining us for the NCAA Coaches Show with Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tumor Show. I'm Kenny Palmer, signing off.